Blog Talk Radio.
You're not looking forward to a second round pick, though.
No, you ain't looking forward to it. I don't know why they made that trade. I don't know.
Cleveland got Shannon Fry from Orlando.
Jumper. Another shooter.
He whack.
Another shooter.
He can't shoot. And they sent Jared Cunningham in a future second round pick to Orlando.
They got Jeff Green, but they mentally.
That's a good trade.
Unstable to be.
That's a good trade. That's a really good trade.
For fake value.
He can shoot.
I'm saying Jeff Green goes, but the Clippers are weird. It's like they implode. There's something about them that's not. It's like once you get under their skin or something, they lose control. Like, once the chips really get down, I don't take the Clippers serious. I still don't.
Hell does. I think it was a good trade. It might shock you. This
the stuff that went through is exactly what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
always like that. Just some old weirdo, not weirdo, like, on the outside, it looks like they cold. But they're not going to beat the Spurs. They're not going to beat Golden State. They're not going to beat none of the cold, tough teams.
No, they can't.
They're not like the Bulls where they play down in their competition. The Clippers fold when it's like, I don't know.
Matter of fact, they play Golden State tonight.
To me, Blake Griffin ain't no go-to player. He's just athletic.
No, he's not a coach.
If they could get a cold shooting guard, it would change their whole team. The whole dynamic. A shooting guard.
It is not J.J. Redick.
Not J.J. Redick.
No. And Jamal Crawford is getting up there.
Say if I ain't going to even say Kobe.
No.
They just need a two guard that can create his own shot, but the focus is they don't have a go-to scorer, even though Blake Griffin leads them to scoring. Chris Paul is a set-up point guard. You need somebody who really understands how to play a real shooting guard. You know what I'm saying?
You say Klay Thompson was that.
Not really shooty, though. They need somebody who kind of, like, drives. I was going to say Jimmy Butler. But see, we're going through problems with him because of his mentality, too.
It'd be different on a different team.
No, way.
This is what. It's just
I'm
like
not
that.
I'm going to argue with no more about Jimmy. Like,
it'd be different on a different team.
Jimmy Butler, a selfish player. I don't really feel that dude like that.
I think he'd come back down to reality if he went to a different team.
He should do it now.
He might. No, this ain't a good team.
This is a good team.
Right,
the morale is just so broken on the Bulls where it's like.
I'm tired of this team.
Just when you're tired, it's more to it. Just because you left
them alone. They won last night. Yay. Yay. Let's give it up for the Bulls. All right.
You make it like they don't have talent. It's something.
That team is all broken, dude. It's
because of what? And the reason they broke it is because no one wants to say what's real. And you're going to dodge it.
Don't nobody even, I don't even think they want to play with each other.
Butler
they don't even want to play.
Butler doesn't. Say the name.
What you mean say the name?
It's Butler.
Whatever. It's somebody.
It's Butler.
All right. Cool. Suns traded Markieff Morris to Washington for a protected 2016 first-round pick.
I want to talk about that.
Hey, it is Butler. I know it is.
That's messed up.
But you know, I think it's more than Butler.
I don't. I think it's his mentality and the way, since he does have, like, I wouldn't say the most dominant personality in the locker room, but he has the most backing. Like, he just signed a 5-year contract, so you know he's going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And before this, he wasn't getting hurt, and he was playing pretty good basketball. But it's like a selfish way. It's like the Bulls have never been known as a selfish team until everybody tried to say it's Jimmy Butler's team. Like, everybody put the label of Jimmy Butler, which made it selfish. Instead of, like, the Bulls team, remember the Fish Mob, and then the Stars,
right.
And then the Scoop. Right. And like throughout the whole year, you would think like the Bulls is one of the closest teams in the league, even if we wasn't winning championships and stuff. You can just tell like we close.
That's terrible, Butler, the top team.
I think it's because.
You gotta admit it.
He's kind of young. You know what I'm saying? He's never had it. Like, from his past to how he just got paid, that's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
And you really don't know how he's going to act. But he probably didn't know how he was going to act. Where he think it's his team because Rose be getting hurt.
Right.
He was doing good, and he just got rewarded with a contract. That doesn't necessarily mean you're the leader. It doesn't make – if you're not the leader, it doesn't make Derrick Rose the leader. We might not have a leader. The leader could have been Tom Thibodeau.
The leader – he was one of the leaders. And Joakim Noah.
No, I mean, we follow his lead. Like, Joakim Noah can have an off night where you don't want to bench Noah. Bench, like, sit him.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Thibodeau was, like, the Bulls' leader. Like, we took on his personality.
Right.
And now that he's gone, it's like, okay, we'll take on Jimmy's personality. When Jimmy looked like he kind of for himself. Like,
he's for himself as far as wanting.
No. Remember, he's
you know what? Yeah. He's no different.
Bad.
He's no different than Kobe Bryant.
No, he's a lot different. He's not Kobe Bryant.
He's not Kobe Bryant, but. What he's talking about is the same thing he wants everybody to play hard. He wants everybody
to will crumble a team.
Hey, true.
LeBron James.
He the same way.
Who was their coach? The black dude with the glasses. Mike Woodson.
Was that his name? Yeah.
Didn't like him.
Right.
Fired. Who else they had? David Black.
Right, just now, yeah.
Fired. They had.
We're the winning record.
Before that.
Right.
The first half, he got a fire. Who did they get for him? It was like an intern, like somebody for a minute. Like, LeBron got like three coaches fired.
Well, nah, two.
One twice. But three tenures terminated because of LeBron. But he wins. So his skill set is outweighing, like, what his impact on the just overall team is. Where Butler is like tearing us apart. Now, how are you going to say that at this time when we're not together about the coach? Now it's like a war with the coach. Now you put him under the bus. So where like maybe Hoiberg might get fired because the team not doing good. And you're not going to fire Jimmy.
Right.
So it's like a lot of ungarnered pressure that he put on himself and the team that I don't think he understands how significant it is. Like, we don't play good because it's like we don't like each other. And I didn't see that before this year.
Jimmy, if you listen, man, you might want to call in and, holler at us.
It shouldn't be an either or with the board. You got the point guard and the shooting guard. That's cold. They should want to feed off each other.
Right.
They will feed off each other's needs. But, well, it's your turn to run offense and be, you know what I'm saying, do you? And you get two or three tries. After that, it's my turn. It is blatant like that. Like, okay, now it's my turn.
Right.
Well, Butler will go to the corner and let Rose just have it.
Right.
Rose will just go to the corner and let Butler have it. Like, why won't y'all just play off each other where it's like, my Butler got the ball, Rose cut. Because everybody looking at Butler,
right.
You almost forget about the other one when got the ball because the other one takes himself out the play. Like, maybe him being hurt will humble
him. Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah, because it gives him enough time to kind of sit back.
They're going to be together.
And reflect. Huh?
Rose killing.
Yeah, Rose killing. Yeah.
He could have been doing this with Butler. All they need to do is pass the ball.
Right.
Pass the ball. Who don't pass? But
Brother.
You don't pass back to Rose.
Right. He'll go to Gasol.
The coach won a fast-paced game. Butler likes a methodically, like, half-court game. Not saying his game is weak or Butler weak. I'm not saying he's weak or nothing like that. It's just he making his style clash when he should be trying to make it mesh. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's how I feel about the Bulls. But, yeah, the trade hurt Irie.
What about Porter?
Need time to play.
Porter's balling.
He doesn't need time to play, but when Jimmy Butler out there on the court, people are not going to get their shots. McDermott don't play as good.
Right.
He's on board, don't play as good. It's like he intimidates you to where, like, just get him. Everybody knows he wants the ball, and he's the man on our team giving the ball, regardless of how the game going. Even if he is hitting, it could be an easier shot for him to drive and check it out to McDermott.
Right.
Get McDermott confidence where they're going to have to stick him, where it makes it easy on you, where you got lane.
Right.
You like to drive. Play with this other team. Don't play against your own team. To me.
I think you made a valid point.
I mean, that's just how I feel when I watch him.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds definitely right. Call us up, 347-838-8449. That is 347-838-8449. Did Jimmy destroy this Bulls team?
It's not destroyed yet. We can still be good and go to the playoffs, but we just got to.
Now, it's going to take a miracle to go to the playoffs. Well, it will take a miracle to go to the playoffs, but it's going to take a miracle to do anything in the playoffs.
That really, if we really just, for these last games, well
we only got like 20-something left, like 28.
Been a miss probably like 10 or something.
Something. At least 5.
Now, he out for like a month.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he just, you know what I'm saying? But they got time to kind of mesh. They need to have, I'm going to bring it back to like all of this, like Miami, where they first got LeBron. Dwayne Wade and LeBron is like the same type of player. They like to dominate the ball and go to the hole. Neither one of them jumper is enough for them to play off the other one where it's like you can drive and kick to the other person. So it looked like they had to talk with each other. Like LeBron or Wade, one of them was like, man, Joe, I'm going to be like this for most of the game.
Yeah.
But when a clutch comes down, I'm going to look for you.
Right.
Rose and them don't say it. It's like, okay, who do you really want to have taking the last shot? Rose or Butler?
We had to talk. I said Butler. But now, Rose is back to Rose, so it could be even worse.
They need to, like, concede to themselves who they think is a better game to where it's like you won't feel like if Butler takes the last shot, Rose like,
right.
Well, Rose takes the last shot, Butler won't be like, if they miss, you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like, well, it was a good shot. We tried it. We did the play we wanted to. We just missed. Now, I probably could have did a little something better.
Right,
or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. But shit, I mean, I would take that. Whoever got the highest shooting percentage, that's what they should take that into a court. Whoever got the highest shooting percentage and whoever got the highest free throw percentage.
I think it's whoever hot that game.
That's
they need to put their egos aside and just feed the person who watched. If Jimmy Butler kill it, let him kill that game.
Right, I agree with that too.
If you see Rose coming out funky and he killing, milk him until he starts missing. And then work to the other player. If he misses, try to go back to, you know what I'm saying? They
yeah.
just feed off each other. The coach can't really, he can sense it, but you would rather your player sense it. Because they got to play on the floor with each other. That's just my opinion. You know?
How many teams do that? Really?
Everybody with a leader? Well, the only team I see really having a problem with this, kind of like that, is like OKC. Because they got two cold players. But Westbrook has.
Exactly.
And get assists.
Exactly.
Rose would, but Butler don't. Garnett. I mean, Durant don't dominate the game with, like, you can tell, even though Westbrook, the point guard, he looking for Garnett. I mean, Durant. And Durant kind of play off of that. He not going to take himself out to play because it's half court and Westbrook got the ball. So they kind of working it good, but it's taking them a minute. But I think they like play with each other. I don't think they mad at each other. They went
yeah.
that storm.
Yeah, at first they were. First, I used to say that it just wasn't going to work.
But they kind of weathered
yeah.
through it. The way
yeah.
you see in the All-Star game, like.
I didn't see the All-Star game.
Well, in the All-Star game, it was like they was playing together. Like, Westbrook was hitting the peak. But they was playing together. Like, Westbrook was hitting, and it was having fun. He throwing alley-oops for Garnett. to Durant. Durant coming back, passing it back to him if he open it. Westbrook hitting.
So they took over the game.
Yeah, they looking for each other like, oh, this is going to work well together.
So what everybody else do?
Paul George was going off. Chris Paul was a great point guard to me. It was just hooping. They scored like 190 something, didn't they?
I don't know. What's Kobe Bryant do?
He scored like 10. He was just having fun.
10?
Yeah.
He was just joking around?
Just enjoying his time there. He was trying to score and stuff.
People was passing it to him a lot?
Yeah, but he was trying to play, mate. But you could tell, like, the game kind of passed him. Like, when he tried to come down and back you down in an all-star game, like, nah, this is the baseball and the Bronx, man.
Right.
Pass it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So Kobe was trying to, okay. Nah, you can't do that. Not with these other guys out there. What about the three-point contest?
That was cold.
Clay Thompson?
One. And he had, like, his last seven. It was cold because Curry hit, like, eight in a row, for a like, his first seven. First eight in that last round.
Curry?
Yeah. He ended up with 21.
So it was them two?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
And Clay Thompson had, like, passed him and hit the last shot to, like, yeah, it was cold.
That's just, who else was there?
James Harden. Some dude from, I can't even remember all of them. I don't know. I can't remember. It was like they were the stars. And the dunk contest, that was one of the best in the band.
That's what I heard. I see now.
That was cold.
Who was dunking better, Zach LaVine?
It should have been a
tie. Or Aaron Gordon?
It should have been a tie. To me.
I think Aaron Gordon was better.
But Zach LaVine was just cold, too. That one dunk, like, when he sat on the ball, when he put it
that's
on
what
his
I'm,
leg,
that's what I'm talking about.
To me, was better when Zach LaVine did the fountain when he threw it up in there for the backboard between his legs backed up.
Right.
And they ended it right there. Yeah, Aaron Gordon was cold. But Zach LaVine started to look windmills and stuff on the free throw line. Okay, how many 360s you do with the mascot? He kill it now. He caught, like, dude, locked and he jumped on the free throw line and caught it. This glid.
I saw that. That's what I saw.
He dribbled and he had took off on the free throw line and windmilled it.
I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Well, like at the end, after they dunked, after they finished, they ended in the tap. So now, like, they just throw the dunk they wanted to. Now, Zach LaVine go, he threw a dunk. Aaron Gordon got to think of another dunk. He going to a dunk. But LaVine got to think of a dunk. Like, it was 650s in a row.
Yeah, that sounded like a tie. That sounded like a tie to me.
It was worth it. It would probably been the first time, but it was definitely worth it.
I heard it was better, too, because it wasn't all those gimmicks, all those props.
They could really dunk.
There was some real dunk.
And it wasn't messing up. And it wasn't nothing you really seen before. Like, they both got up.
What about the dude that came out there and dunked in the jeans? You seen that he was right for it. He threw all these crazy dunks.
In a dunk?
I think it's like in the halftime of the All-Star game, I think.
Uh-huh. I didn't see that part. That's heard the halftime.
I think it was, halftime. Call us up, 347-838-8449.
I'm getting that dead food. And I recorded the game and came back and watched it.
It
was Valentine's Day.
Okay. All right. Nice. When I was Valentine's Day. Sweet.
Shut up.
Candy?
Shut up.
Flowers?
Nah.
How cute. Forte is gone. Da 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 da. Alshon Jeffrey gonna get franchise tag.
They might let him leave.
What?
They wondering should they franchise tag.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
I don't know. Gotta play. I don't know if he got a little Brandon Marshall in him.
Meaning?
Kind of selfishness, like he really not trying to hurry up and come back from his injuries because we losing or for whatever reason. He wasn't getting the ball enough or he mad because Brandon Marshall left or Brandon Marshall telling him something over the phone for whatever reason.
Yeah, we keep talking about that.
That was a part of the evaluation. When we lose, who gonna give up? Who gonna start like? Who gonna stop playing their heart?
Yeah, it was.
And you could tell, like Lamar Houston, I'll keep him. He started doing better. Like Lamar Houston was killing. Willie Young was killing.
I would keep Willie Young.
See, but they was out of position. Well, Willie Young was out of position.
Yeah, I definitely keep Willie Young. Shea McClellan.
Gone.
Right. We already got rid of Bushwire.
Yep. Best player available. For me, first round. But we need a cold. We just need talent. It would be nice to get defensive talent, but we need talent, period.
We need, well, they talking about the guy from Notre Dame.
Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
He cold, but he shredded his ACL and like LCL or something.
Can he get that speed back?
He's not probably going to play this year. He threw up his ACL in January.
Oh, it was a JIA player. Shit.
And if yes, I mean, in a bowl game.
Right, okay. No, he's not playing this year. That would have been nice.
Yeah. They keep giving up him in a mock draft play.
Right. We're going to talk about
our coach, I mean, our general manager, wants our first round pick to sit a whole year again for the second year in a row.
No.
You want somebody, your first round pick got to be a hit, a starter.
Yes.
An impact player, and it's the 11th pick. You better pick somebody who's going to play. That's why I'm kind of skeptical on a quarterback. Even though that helped, he's not going to play this year. We need Cutler plus this. You need Cutler plus another playmaker. And that's including Alshon Jeffery and Kevin White.
Well, we got the new wide receivers coach, so I think that's going to help.
Yeah. I think we're building a pretty good coaching staff again.
We are. And I read something that said we really necessarily don't need to draft a quarterback this year.
We need all our players to play.
We need all our players to play, and we need to
unless somebody drop in like the third that you really just can't pass. Like
right.
But you don't want like the first thing, you want them to almost be starters.
Exactly. Hey, we only got 60 seconds left in the show, so thank you for tuning in. We will try to get a little bit more consistent. It's been crazy. Things been kind of going on. So
next week is on.
Next week we'll be back. And we out.
Peace.
Later.